Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. Today is the first episode that we do on video, so we hope that you guys can like, subscribe, comment, turn on notifications, fuck your mother in the ass, and all that good stuff. Yeah, and
I love your mother, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck your mother. You're gonna fuck your mother. But anyways. Welcome to the episode. This is a podcast where we talk about anime and shit. If this is your first time on this channel or on this video, please give us a thumbs up as we'll be talking about a lot of shit, particularly anime, but we will talk about some shit like him losing money in the Super Bowl.
Over the Super Bowl. We got to talk about that, bro. Nah, I didn't lose a lot, but I still took an L, and I don't like taking L's.
I think
so.
It was a conspiracy.
I know it was a conspiracy. And the Twitter world know it was a conspiracy.
It was a what?
The Twitter world.
Okay, because the Twitter world.
I'm telling you, bro, the first half, I'm seeing tweet after tweet, like, what's up, refs? And
You know, Twitter is just opinions, and you know what they say about opinions.
They're but like my opinion aligned with millions of people.
Oh, okay, and by that logic, it must be true because a lot of other people think it.
I don't go that far to say it has to be true. It was some bullshit early on, but I mean, I give my props to Buccaneers. They took care of their business.
Okay.
Because,
you know,
I
was playing on...
The second half was terrible, bro.
If I was playing for Tampa Bay, it wouldn't be the Buccaneers. It would be the Fuccaneers. Because I've been fucking. Okay. No, that was... Oh, okay, all right, Crickets. No, keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to keep that up, or else you have to.
No, I did this. I wanted it up.
Oh, yeah. No, bro, keep it like that, and then you can just hit it. Anyways, I'm not gonna edit that out.
He's coaching me.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get a slight cricket for the podcast, and then take it down. But
yeah,
the crickets to keep going.
Because
this guy loves crickets.
I don't deserve the crickets. But that's neither here nor there.
Buccaneers.
If I was playing if I was playing for Tampa Bay, everybody would keep saying, you know, the Fucks beat the Chiefs, you know? One could say, the Fucks fucked the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know? If I was playing for them, but I'm not playing for them.
Hey, bro, did you see the old boy run out?
Oh yeah, there was a streaker. Yeah.
He was a hero, bro.
Why?
Because he knew it was over, bro. When I seen that,
what quarter was that?
It was like 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Oh yeah, I stopped watching. I didn't even watch the whole halftime. Like, I went to my parents' house at the halftime.
I'm not even a huge fan of the weekend, but to me it was
Saturday is my favorite day. Huh? You know? That was good. Okay, all right. That was good. That was a fucking solid. I hope somebody out there fucking laughed at that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you don't like the weekend though.
I'm not gonna say I don't like the weekend. I'm just not
a huge fan.
I like a couple of his songs.
The one where he's on
Low Life was tight.
Yeah, because he's on other people's songs. You don't like his shit.
I like the Drake shit, you know, when he wrote Most of Take Care.
Yeah, he did. And there was What You Following Me For? Yeah. Is a Room. Yeah,
I'm asking Future. I mean, Weekend.
Yeah, you were about to say Future. You really like Future, though.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Yeah, I was a fan of Future since 2011.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Pluto days. I'm Looking For Her, when he was singing love songs.
Yeah.
That's when I was a fan.
You don't like the hood.
I like DS2.
Okay.
I like DS2. I like there was an album. There was a back to back album he released like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like either one of them.
Yeah.
Mainly because like when you release a bunch of shit all at once, it's more likely than not it's gonna be fucking garbage.
It depends.
Yeah.
On the artist.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Future when during that. The Sierra shit, bro.
Yeah,
he rapped with so much passion.
Yeah,
Yeah. Like, fuck a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, brings out the artistry in you, yeah. Because he was like, bitch, fuck you. Do you know what I am? You know what's crazy is that he is the same age as T-Pain.
Oh, shit.
I imagine he's way younger. Did you know that he fucked Scottie Pippen's wife? Everybody fucked her, but did you know that he fucked her?
I mean,
do you know why?
I don't know if he fucked or not.
He fucked her.
But yeah, I heard the rumors.
Yeah, you know what happened is that when he was a kid, Scottie Pippen came to his high school.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, can you sign this? And ever since then, since he told him you can't, he was like, I fucked your bitch with some Gucci flip flops.
Oh man, that was legendary. Like, savage level 3,000, power level 9,000.
Yeah. He was, that's some Hokage type, world-ending jutsu type shit. Now this world shall really know pain.
For real.
Bro, imagine being Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, Scottie, he been taking a couple of L's lately, bro.
Yeah, while his woman's been taking a couple of D's. Huh? Yeah, I need dicks, like cocks, big ones.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, do you have input on the Superb Owl? Other than that,
a final assessment of it, bro. Tampa Bay, they took care of their business, because at first I was gonna say the only reason why Tampa Bay won because the refs.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier.
Rigged the shit. I think the refs had impact on the first half.
Yeah,
no doubt, and it kind of sucked the Chiefs' life away.
Yeah.
But
didn't Travis Kelce blow up in the second half with like 7 receptions for like over?
It didn't matter. Though. It was just garbage, bro.
It didn't matter that they had Tyreek Hill covered.
Yeah, they ran cover 2. Yeah, the whole game, bro.
That did not matter. That did not figure into it.
Mm-mm. Okay. I mean, they was covered, bro.
Yeah.
So you know, if you an elite, oh shit.
Keep talking.
So if you know anything about sports, bro, you know cover 2. You gotta force them to bring that safety down, and to take a defense out of cover 2, you gotta run the ball, bro. And they ain't have much success running the ball, the Chiefs. And when you down, bro, the game script is pretty much like there's no guessing. You know what the opponent getting ready to do. So they down several points. You know they're going to be throwing the ball. So the gang script wide defense, they took care of their business. Tom Brady, GOAT, 7 rings, well-deserved, bro. He did what he was supposed to do. He didn't make no mistakes.
I didn't think that old fuck, and when I mean old fuck, not Tom Brady, but Gronk, could actually play any more football.
Yeah.
That guy's you know what it is? It's like he's confident. Because that, like... Bro, he runs slow. Like, you can tell Gronk is not the same player
but he's
that he was.
Shifty a little bit.
And he's strong as fuck.
Yeah.
And my he's thing strong, is... Bro, he players will try to tackle him and won't do shit.
Yeah, true.
Strong as fuck. He's shifty, yeah, but...
Like, and, bro, I was so happy AB got that touchdown, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's another story of itself,
yeah, but
bro.
Nobody's been talking about that. Like, they didn't say that at once on First Take.
Well, you know, they not about to give AB credit because they was dogging that man.
Yeah, yeah, they were. I don't
like
trust
he
the
was,
media.
Yeah. They don't want to look like assholes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He did not fuck up the back this season. They just knew that he was going to do something to fuck himself up.
Yeah, and remember, he didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, you know what? Let's not talk about it. Like, you know, they talked about Leonard Fournette's touchdown more than they talked about AB's. Because they don't want to give AB credit for dick. Like, literally. They don't want to give him credit for anything.
Right.
If he fucks up, then they're going to be all over it. I don't know what it was. I think there's a conspiracy to ruin black men in this country.
Yeah, that's another topic of discussion.
Yeah, but we don't talk about politics on this podcast.
But congrats to AB. Congrats to Leonard Fournette. Yeah. He was like, bro, I want to play with Tom Brady. You see what happened when you go.
Yeah,
follow
exactly.
Tom Brady, you get a ring.
Bro, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, they say ring chasing is a bad thing. Like, that they make fun of David West because he went from the Spurs to Golden State. Like, gotcha. He was ring chasing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's an issue when you like, who the fuck wants to play with losers? Like, if you're a winner and you're just being dragged down. Like, I remember, you ever seen that video on about Kobe sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel? and they were playing a video of the Lakers like losing for like 8 games in a row.
Yeah, and he was fully like he was really disgusted.
He was disgusted with them. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he was looking at them. He was like he didn't want to say anything mean.
Oh, my Jim was like Jimmy Kimmel showed him a video of Swag P.
Swaggy P and Jeremy Lin, and they were like, "Oh, you know what?" And he's sitting there, he's like, "Fuck these guys."
Yeah, he was like, "No comment."
Yeah, he's like, "What do you want me to say?"
I remember that. Yeah, R.P. Cole.
Yeah, that was honestly. There's a lot of players that should have been them rather than, you know what I mean, than him.
I feel you. I mean,
I don't wish death upon any man, but you know, if you were to say, hey, who would you rather have? Like, you know, I would want Kobe to be in this world. The man was an artist. He spoke multiple languages. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
But, I feel you. Most definitely. Like, we don't know. We don't have the answers to.
You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Why things happen in this world, but most definitely we wish Kobe.
Yeah. We're still here. Yeah. I would give you up for Kobe.
Oh my God! I'm a sacrifice. So
yeah,
peace.
I would give you.
I'm a pawn. Huh?
I'd give you like for Smush Parker. Like that's what. Nah, it's
So yeah, we made this a sports episode, Super Bowl edition.
Yeah, Super Bowl edition.
That's
Superb
cool.
Owl.
We talk about everything. We wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you know, you know. You know, if you say Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You have to give like royalties to the NFL and shit. So that's why I've been saying Superb Owl the whole day.
See, I learn something new every day.
Yeah. If you actually look at it, everybody that advertises for the Super Bowl says the big game.
You
notice that? They never say Super Bowl. Like only if you're an actual like Pepsi. Uh-huh. Pepsi will say Super Bowl. Because they pay millions of dollars to say, we have the Super Bowl. They have it printed all over their fucking cans and bottles and shit.
So
Coca-Cola only says the big game.
Gotcha.
Grab some Coke for the big game. Sweet. Grab some Sprite, you know? Shit like that.
I never noticed.
You gotta pay to even say Super Bowl. But for the NFL, if you're watching, you can suck these nuts. You're not going to get a dollar out of me. What is it?
Go our sponsor. He said it. I didn't.
I fucked up any future deal. Honestly, Roger Goodell, I would suck a dick for it. For a sponsorship.
Oh, now you're backtracking.
I'm not backtracking. I'm giving the man a fucking blowjob.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is what it is.
But now this world is in no pain.
Keep talking.
Okay, so obviously the battery went dead. So.
Yeah, so the battery went dead
on the camera. So we fucked that one up.
Yeah, no, but we're gonna get it back in a couple of seconds.
I blame you.
Yeah,
hey, we're taking L's because of you.
That's why I didn't want to be called Ollie W.
Oh shit, I feel you. Yeah. Sorry.
We'll let that charge for a bit. But let's keep talking about the Super Bowl since we're on it.
Yep. Oh, the S-Bowl.
Yeah,
the big game.
The Superb Owl. Yeah.
I don't like the Superb Owl. It's not ringing. I don't.
It's not resonating with you?
Yeah, I don't.
But it's the same set of letters. It's just there's a space between.
Oh, I see. No.
Yeah.
The Superb Owl. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Instead Damn, of, I'm an idiot.
I wouldn't. No. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, that's what
it is. It's like that
yeah.
thing, like, hold on, let me remember it. What does YES spell?
Yes.
What does EYES?
Huh?
What does EYES spell?
Yes.
Eyes.
Yeah.
It's like your mind knows. Like, I introduced to you, yes. Yeah. And now you just add an E to it. Your mind
Disclaimer,
is
Disclaimer, I did that on purpose. Huh? No, you got me, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's how most people's brains think.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I'm part of the norm.
I don't know if you're actually interested in this. A little bit of a lesson. There's, you know, Gauss?
Okay.
Do you know? You know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Gaussian curve.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Stats, right?
Yeah,
so, mm-hmm. like, where there's, like, the distribution is a bell curve, where mm-hmm. most of the the mass mm-hmm. is in the center, and then it flattens as you extend outwards.
Yep.
So the guy who made that up is Carl Friedrich Gauss.
Gotcha.
A Swiss mathematician. And he's such a genius that at the age of seven, he went to his school and he asked, the teacher asked him, don't look at me like that. The teacher asked him, right? So the teacher asked him, add all the numbers from 0 to 100.
Okay.
Right? So 0 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 onwards all the way to 100, right?
Okay.
That would take me quite a while to figure out.
Gotcha.
If I had a calculator, it would take me less. 7-year-old, shit, I'm probably never going to figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went up there after like a couple of seconds, like maybe 30, 40 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like she looked at him and was like, okay, like how do you know this? Did you cheat? Did somebody, like, do you have an older brother or something, somebody that told you what the answer was?
Right, right.
Like, on the first day, like, she's going to ask you this question, and then that's what she was like, no. And she was like, okay, there's no work on this page.
Okay.
How the fuck did you figure this out? Tell me what you did,
mm-hmm.
right? So what he explained was he took the first number and the last number and then added them.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 plus 100 is 101.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went inside. 2 plus 99, 101.
Mm-hmm.
3 plus 98, 101.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he went all the way to the center.
Right.
50 plus 51. 101, right?
101.
So he added them. How many times did he do that? 50.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 times 101 is 5,050.
Gotcha.
Right? So that he was like, that's how I got to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, what's zero, add all the numbers between 0 to 100, I would never be able to tell you what it was. Like, as a seventh grader, I'd probably give up and start wanting.
Oh, he did this in seventh grade, not the age of seven. I'm sorry,
at the age of seven, my bad.
He is advanced, bro. Because
I mean, that, like, the statistics.
Yeah.
It's all, like Albert Einstein says, I wouldn't have made a quarter of the progress I've made if it wasn't for Carl Friedrich Gauss.
Right? Gotcha.
So this guy's like on another level of intelligence, like where even Albert Einstein's giving him a lot of credit, saying like he is the reason that we know a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like he advanced the field of mathematics so much because of the things that he did. And that's why, like at the age of seven, like a prodigy, knowing so much and not even knowing, like it's his brain works in different ways.
A young Sasuke,
exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you said like when I was bringing up the way people's brains work,
yeah,
like how YES, and then if you add an E to the beginning, it should be eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would say that E Weiss, but some people who are just built different, their brains work a lot better.
Gotcha.
And he's one of those people.
So are you that?
No, I'm not, but I'm just interested by the story and by the man himself.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, he's, not to me, but, you know, I love that story. It just goes to show that some people are really built different.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think we lost a lot of listeners right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're still here.
If you're still with us. Yeah, if you're still with us.
Let's talk about Attack on Titan.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to introduce the episode?
What episode is on? Because I totally forgot. I think it's episode 9, right?
Yeah, it's episode 9. We have
it
right in front of us.
Episode 9, Attack on Titan. Let's discuss that. So a lot of dialogue on this episode, which I like. I mean, I love the action on episodes, you know that. Yeah. But I like the dialogue. I like how things come together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So introduce the episode.
So, yeah, the first, this episode. Oh, don't sum me, bro. Don't say, okay, now introduce.
No, I don't want.
I'm speaking.
I'm working on the camera, and I don't want you to ask me because I'm like, if you're gonna ask me something, I'm gonna stop working on this.
Okay, you want?
I can't
me to
multitask.
Stop. Okay, well,
yeah, go ahead.
I guess we'll stop because
no, go ahead.
Do you just threw me off. Bro.
I'm not. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not trying to sun you. I'm trying to let.
But you
know.
See where I'm coming from, like I'm.
In a polite way, you see me working on the fucking camera.
Oh my god, bro! Yeah. I'm gonna just stop. Okay. We can. You want me to stop recording?
No. Keep recording. The people want to know what happened.
No. We added in all of this shit out.
Yeah, I'll let it out. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. You're good.
We at the 20 mark, so we can just pause and.
Okay,
just
go ahead. On. Yeah. Let's go to commercial.
Episode 9.
I'm gonna keep all that. Episode 9 starts off with a lot of talking and it ends with a lot of talking. No action. They had a flashback. We open up with Armin talking to a shell, which I can only assume that he stuffs in his pussy when he has free time.
I actually like that. That's why I didn't give you the cricket.
Oh, okay, yeah. And he's sitting right in front of Annie in a crystallized form.
Yeah, did they smash?
I don't know. Why would you ever talk to her? Like, she's with
They was, like, sure. Cool, like... They were really cool in the training and shit.
Oh, well,
so I think they established
all that would go out the window when I heard that she would want to kill me and my whole fucking village.
But you know, she spared Armin.
Oh, well, how nice of her.
You remember when back in the early episodes, in the early seasons,
yeah,
Armin discovered, like, oh, shit, this person knew. Where, you know what I'm saying, where Anna
yeah,
was.
Yeah, they didn't know she was Annie.
Right.
They knew that the female Titan had saved him, though.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, wait a minute, why save me?
This person had to be close to me.
Has to be close.
Yeah.
Preferably, like, lesbian on lesbian action.
No. She want the colossal.
Titan cock. And now he is the inheritor of the colossal Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, go figure.
Annie.
Yeah, Annie. Get dick where you can get it, baby girl. I'm not going to hate on it. Shout out to Roger Goodell's dick. I want a sponsorship.
The fuck, man?
I want a sponsorship. It's only right that I get a fucking sponsorship from the NFL.
Okay. He's going to put... Ali, I would have shown some love, but... You remember this episode she dropped?
You know what would be crazy? Is if they fly me down to their headquarters, they give me a hard moment to be on TV.
Exactly.
They play this. Like, what about this?
Like,
you suck these nuts.
You ever heard of dropping the bag,
yeah.
Ali?
Yeah.
You just did it, my guy. You just did it.
You see this duffel bag? give it to somebody else.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, if there was anybody that ever got in the way of their own blessings, it would be me.
I tell you that all the fucking time, too,
yeah, that's
bro.
Where I got that phrase from.
Oh, yeah.
I would never. I don't think I get in my own way.
Bro, you just. You ever heard. Damn, what's my man at 8 Mile? When Cheddar Bow when he shot himself.
Yeah, bro.
You shoot yourself in the dick all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you block your blessings, man.
No, honestly.
You'll get better, though.
No, honestly, bro. Fuck it. You know, you only live once. That's the motto.
YOLO.
You know? Shout out to Drizzy. Drizzy Drake in the fucking building. Anyways, do I not get crickets for that?
No.
Okay, what the fuck?
You already got 3 earlier. So
I hit my limit?
Yeah. I don't think, you know, you can overtake those.
Yeah, I took them for granted. I got them out in the beginning of the episode. Anyways.
Yeah, get it out your system. So flashback. What was the flashback about?
The flashback was about Armin saying it wasn't always like this.
Oh,
3 years ago when they first landed, it was different. It was even fun. I don't want motherfuckers talk like that, bro. I really, really do. And again, we lost video.
Fuck that video, bro.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think I should...
impossible. We was trying to record this, but this camera fucked this episode all up. And guess what? We're going to keep it so you can see ups
we're
going to
upload bits and pieces. We're going to upload the beginning.
Yeah. But I had a fucking meltdown in the middle of the episode. I'm like, Ali, bro, you a fucking dick.
Don't sun me.
Yeah, I was like, he's multitasking, right? Okay, yeah, introduce the episode. Talk about the episode. I went into the episode. Okay, introduce the episode. What the fuck, bro? Like,
I thought you were asking me a question because you looked at me in the fucking eyes. I don't know what to do.
No, like, bro, you being so disruptive. You throwing off the flow of our conversation. You standing up trying to, you know what I'm saying, handle the camera. We still doing it live. It's recording.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, we can just pause it and just regroup.
Yeah.
And pick back up on our, you know, conversation. But this dude, introduce the episode.
Fucking go. Do it live.
Do it.
Do it live. I had a Bill O'Reilly moment.
I'm like, dog, this man. Getting in his way, per usual.
You're like, I am introducing the episode, you fucking dick.
Right.
If you'd let me. Like, bro, introduce it. What are you looking at me?
That was funny, bro. So, yeah, back to the episode, man. Flashback. So, they pretty much show the viewers the interaction between the first people of Marley, right? The first scouts. I like that. Keep doing that. He's showing me his boobs.
My titties.
The first people of Marley when they came over after the Warriors took that L, right? So they need to know, damn, what happened? You know,
they were some devils. Yeah,
is these devils powerful? Like, they took out, you know what I'm saying, the Warriors. We lost a female and a colossal titan. What's going on? So fast forward to Hanji and Levi. Levi's my guy, bro.
Yeah.
Levi be looking so badass, bro.
Yeah.
I fuck with him. So, yeah, fast forward to them. Everybody. Oh, yeah. Aaron first.
Yeah.
Aaron first picked up the boat, picked up the ship.
Oh, yeah. He picked up the boat and was like, you guys are coming off the ship.
Exactly. Then, took them out the water.
Yeah.
Landed
them. He put them in a tough position. Levi Facts. was like, you guys got two choices. You can either take my choice or the guy behind you. They looked up and saw the big fucking titan there.
Like, bro, like, and this motherfucker, bro, hothead. I can see you doing some shit like that. Ooh. He up there like, fuck you. You drink piss, pig piss. He about to start firing. You know what I'm saying? Did. Calling them devils. I'm like, dog, who the fuck put this nigga in charge? Because he about to get himself killed and his whole fucking team killed.
Yeah.
You gotta know when you in a fucking losing position. I'm not saying like just bow down, but at least talk it out, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Hear what they gotta say.
Yeah. And remind you remember like in Game of Thrones where Theon Greyjoy was giving this great speech.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, we're gonna fuck them, we're gonna kill them, we're gonna do this and that.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end they just hit him on the head. Exactly. And I was like, that was a great speech. I didn't wanna stop it.
Exactly.
Like that's what they did to old boy, you know, like it was.
Yeah,
but like he was we're like, fuck him. He's not representing us.
Exactly, like that thing. Man, that motherfucker's on one. I'm not. So yeah, old girl off the moth.
Yeah.
Bullet to the head.
Yeah, bullet to the head, and was like, look, we're not with them. We're sent here by a guy named Zeke. You
guys like, let's talk. Yeah. Let's talk this shit out. I don't know what the fuck he was on. That's why I offed them. So let's talk.
Yeah. And then they took a letter back that Zeke had written them.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
And was like, bro, are we really gonna trust Zeke? Like, they're fucking full of shit. This guy's full of shit. He fucked up that village and turned all these people, innocent people, into pure titans.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't trust him for shit. Fuck that.
Exactly. What is there to gain from this? To listen to Zeke, we could be walking into a trap, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, the higher ups in the room, the decision makers, were arguing. Hey, why should we listen to Zeke?
Yeah, I mean that's a valid point. To be honest, I kind of don't trust him.
Yeah,
because the thing is, like, he's done betrayal on so many levels. When he was a little kid, like, he was a fucking rat. You know,
absolutely.
He turned his own mom and dad in. So off the cuff, like, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when he grew up, he betrayed the country that he apparently would have died for. Mm-hmm. Apparently, all in loyalty to you. But fuck that still, because he, I think he's still going to betray the Eldians in Paradise Island. So, right. I don't trust that guy for dick, bro.
Same, bro. I feel you.
I think, when they got a, like, when Levi is like, yeah, we have a special hotel room just for you. And he looked down and he was like, bro, it's a forest. And he's like, yep, just for you.
Yep, sleep well, like, nigga.
And he was, he told him, like, where's the kids at? They flashed to the kids.
Yeah.
And this bitch, fucking Gabby, was not okay killing Sasha. She was like, Aaron Jaeger. Like, you remember those kids? Like you know, when you close the door? Those memes, like,
where. She's possessed, bro, like.
She was like, you remember, like, yeah. Like, don't you slam my door.
Yeah. Foaming at the mouth and shit.
Yeah, yeah. She was, she's one crazy ass bitch. I don't like her, bro, not at all.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of hate mail, I can imagine.
On Twitter, on the Twitter sphere?
Everywhere.
Yeah, fuck her.
She's probably crying right now.
Yeah, fuck her.
If but yeah, exists, I like that little, the little part when Aaron was like, oh, shit. What Zeke saying is somewhat true.
Yeah.
Because it was something I missed, bro. When Aaron first used the Founding Titan ability, he did hit that Titan. That Titan was royal blood.
Yeah, that was
I did not
mom.
Know. It was
that was
the wife.
Stepmom. Yeah.
Yeah, stepmom.
They went over that last season.
I know that, but you know how you just miss things and forget?
Yeah.
But
I don't know, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Did they go into detail that he unlocked it because he touched her hand?
So the thing is, he thought at the end of the last episode of the last season, he knew that. But he was like, because you remember when he kissed Historia's hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stopped and he looked like, you know, he just shit himself.
Right.
That's.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, at that point, he was like, yeah, I'm not going to say shit because they're going to destroy Historia.
Historia, they're going to try to. Leverage her, make her into a titan, a royal blood, right?
Exactly, and they're like, yeah, we don't know if that curse, the king's curse, is going to actually take over Historia or what they're gonna do with her. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'll play this safe. Years later, they were like, why don't you say this before? It's like, man, I couldn't trust you guys,
right? Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are up to,
right? It looked like Aaron, he just in like a cell or in a room taking a shower or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
He's washing his hair. He's cutting his hair. You know, he's just slicking it back.
Okay.
On some Aizen type shit. You know, Aizen from Bleach?
Captain Aizen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My guy.
Yeah.
I like the slick back.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that
that's
reference.
When he's, yeah.
You cold for that one, bro.
Paper Bleach Rock. Never forget that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he do this weird shit when I try to dab him up.
Yeah, I put my a hand like paper beats rock. I always do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't try to scissor me.
You know what?
That was good, right? That was good. No, that was good. That's why I didn't deserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Please don't try to scissor me.
No, I said, I didn't say please. I just said, just don't try to scissor me.
Okay. I added please to it.
Yeah. I'm not that polite. But yeah, I thought it was a great episode. It was fantastic.
Yeah, there's some other shit too. Like how Hanji was like, "Oh shit, this how all these bullets come out these guns." So they was getting introduced to
they were getting introduced to attack
shit.
When the guy was like, yeah, you know, attack from the air. She was like, you can attack from the air?
Right, like.
Levi was like, bitch, play it cool. We know
yeah,
about that.
Don't play our like hand, been, motherfucker.
Act like you've been somewhere before, you know? Yeah.
They show Sasha acting like a little comedic.
Who?
Sasha. Yeah.
Oh, she's dead.
No, the flashback, you remember?
Oh, yeah, Sasha. Yeah, she was eating lobster.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Interaction with my man.
Nicolo.
Yeah. And then kind of felt like it was like a little love triangle thing because
Connie was like, yeah, she was like my twin.
Twin.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't never try to fuck your twin, though. She ain't a twin.
Right.
You been trying to fuck that bitch. With all due respect.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was giving his condolences and was like, yeah, I'll cook for the family. I'm like, oh, okay, well, shit, just tell the father you wanted to. He probably was piping Sasha, or he wanted to.
No, he wanted to, definitely. He wanted to. You know, like, you can tell by the way he was crying over the grave. It's, like, not out of, like oh,
it was my, regret. My I love. Should, I got
it's
you.
Like, I should have fucked her when I had the chance. Exactly. Type of the ordeal, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. You know what the worst part is, and I keep thinking about this, is for the longest time, they thought they were the only humans on Earth.
Oh, straight?
Yeah, the pair.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And the great twist of it all is that they're not even really humans. Is that they're Titan. They can turn into Titans at any time.
So, damn, they're not humans, bro?
Yeah, and they were, and they themselves.
I will argue that they're humans.
Okay, whatever. You won that argument. I don't care.
My Thank point, you, yeah. bro. You can't just leave them out to, oh, because they got a little illness.
Illness? Maybe fucking Tourette's is an illness.
They could turn into a titan. Illness. They not human. Okay. They a devil. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they smell.
That's why I said you biased, bro, because picture the story the other way around. You've been introduced to Gabby and Rainer. You know what I'm saying? Before you was introduced to Aaron. How would you feel?
No, you disprove yourself. You contradict yourself. What I'm trying to say, and I'm not even, I don't even want to acknowledge what you're saying because I want to talk about something else.
I get you, but I just want to point something out.
Okay.
Just for the people.
For the people. For the imposters.
You subconsciously said they're not human.
Yeah. Subconsciously?
Yeah.
Or unintentionally?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
All right, okay.
So look, bro, you frowning upon them. You know what I'm saying? You treating them like they not even human because they got a little ability, bro. Do you say Spider-Man not human? Because
he's human, but he.
Well, what's the difference between the people, the Eldians? The
people. He retains his cognition.
So do, okay. But what about the Warriors, though? They just elevated.
The reason I despise the Warriors is because of an entirely different reason.
Mm.
It's because they dislike their own people.
But, okay. And they have in that regard, the Warriors, but what about the Armins and the Aarons of the world?
I like them.
Why you like them? They're not human.
I didn't say I dislike them because they're
I'm glad, man.
Yeah, I feel like you're trying to.
I was just trying to poke at you because you showed me your titty early.
Oh, okay, all right. You can poke me in my pussy. All right.
Yikes.
You know, my pussy.
No, but go ahead. Yeah. Finish what you were about to say. I probably fucked your whole train of thought up, did I?
No, I was just trying to say is that they weren't the last humans on Earth.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
they were convinced that the biggest twist of it all is that the humans outside of the walls really hated them.
And, bro, I forgot to mention one important thing, bro.
Yeah, what about it?
I should have said it, bro.
Yeah.
Armin said, bro, dude, why are you dark-skinned?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time he's seen
a black person of color.
A person of color.
Yeah, shout out to Black History Month. Yeah.
Shout out to Black History Month, bro. Yeah. So, yeah, I like that, man. I like that it's just, you know, it's one. Maybe they can introduce more. I hope he don't die.
This is a horror movie, but the black guy doesn't die in this movie. Okay.
Well, you know, it's cool.
It is a horror movie, technically. Yeah. Yeah, do you know that the most popular anime in terms of Google searches last year was Attack on Titan?
Oh, straight up?
And I don't even think it aired until late December or mid-December.
Bro, I recall, bro, telling you, bro, Attack on Titan is awesome.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad it just, you know, it resonated.
I didn't like it once upon a time.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
But for now, I do love it now. It's definitely a great show.
Yep.
Yeah. They should have exposed more of the plot sooner, though.
Yeah, it's really rough.
Like the first season, they spent 24 episodes on some like weird shit. So I'm not a big fan of that.
What you think the end game is? Zeke plan, Aaron.
I think Zeke is going to triple cross him. I think what he's gonna do is say psych and take everything for himself, and he wants to be the king of this shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy for shit.
And you think it's gonna be like a little showdown between him and Aaron type deal?
Possibly. Because
it's Aaron's, it's plot armor, it's Aaron's show, right?
It's a lot of different POVs happening, but it's
constantly it revolves around Aaron, right?
It was built to from the very beginning to revolve around Aaron.
Right.
Aaron Yeager.
So he has to do something significant. He got to stop Zeke. What you think?
No. The thing is, like it's I think what it's going to be is brother against brother.
Why do they always do that shit, bro?
Well, that's the opposite of Full Metal Alchemist. So they don't always do that shit.
Majority of the time, they always pit brothers against brothers.
Naruto and Sasuke.
You know what I'm saying?
They were from Uzumaki clan and Uchiha's.
What?
One was from the Uzumaki and one was from the Uchiha.
You must forgot the important story. Like, what Itachi and Sasuke, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
They always pin brothers against brothers. Okay. Well, not in One Piece.
Yeah, because right. Ace loved Luffy.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Help me. I feel like I'm missing.
Let's go through the other animes. Demon Slayer didn't happen. My Hero didn't happen.
Avatar, I want to say. I guess I was just so biased just thinking about Naruto.
That's the only one? Yeah, but I don't even think that wasn't the main
one. No. Hunter. The fucking goat. One of the goats.
Who?
Hunter X Hunter.
Well, who?
Killua.
Killua?
Yeah.
Hated his whole fucking family.
But they was brothers, motherfucker.
Yeah, his dad and mama's grandma.
I got two anime supporting what I'm saying. If I make it to three.
I gave you five that didn't do that.
Okay, but still. I guess.
It's you can't not say, when you said that, I hate when they always do that. I'm like, I thought about it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Then I was like, hold on. Wait a minute. That's not the first time that they, like, that's.
Bro, it's something else I'm missing. It's another.
Big anime.
Big anime I'm missing.
Code Geass doesn't do that. Any other Gundam shows don't do that. Death Note doesn't do that. Bleach doesn't do that. Yeah. Mirai Nikki doesn't do that. Steins Gate doesn't do that. Sword Art Online doesn't do that. Trigun doesn't do that. Cowboy Bebop, Yu Yu Hakusho, Sailor Moon, Pokemon,
Dragon Ball Z. I knew it was amazing. Raditz and Goku.
It was in the show for three episodes.
It don't matter. I got to three imposters.
Okay, all right.
Naruto, Dragon Ball Z. Now, what's the third one?
You tell me. You're the one that thought of it.
I said they pit brothers against brothers. Damn, what the... Oh!
Attack on Titan. Yeah.
Who running the game, bro? Attack on Titan.
Okay, all right.
Dragon Ball Z Naruto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, what should you get this episode, bro? One to ten.
1 to 10? I'd give it an 8.5.
Give it an 8.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like short, and I felt like I don't know, it wasn't a solid 9, so yeah. I give it an 8.
Okay, yeah, it was definitely one of those episodes that builds towards
it's building
content, you know,
yeah,
like it's and it's going to erupt all over, you know, it's just going to bust everywhere.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna it's gonna be in your face type shit.
It's gonna be in your face, not my face, bro.
No. We're both watching the show, right?
Oh no.
We're watching different things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you for listening. A lot of technical difficulties on this episode, but we appreciate it. We are moving to once a week. We will try to get our YouTube shit get in order. Still check us out. We might have some clips on there, some bloopers. So keep an eye out for that.
We may.
Do you just see that? It's that porno graffiti. All right, Yellow, we'll see you guys later. Thank you so much.